Lord, may be pleased to help me. I would ask your attention to Psalm 20 and verses 1 and 2. Psalm 20, verses 1 and 2. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Psalm number 20, verses 1 and 2. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. I wonder how many of us this word picks up. A day of trouble. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. It is a day of trouble in many ways, many things. But is it not particularly in the seeking of our God? Is it not because we find there is so much darkness, and we find so often the Lord seems to hide his face? We cannot feel his sacred presence as we would. We cannot find and experience the liberty that we would when we come to him in prayer, or even in the preaching of the Word of God. Oh, friends, there's many times we have to preach the Word of God, and it's like being in bondage. There's darkness. It's hard work. But friends, oh, the Lord will bring his children, whatever they are in, he'll bring them to be dependent upon him. It's Lord help me. And it's going to be, I believe, all the time. Friends, what a mercy it is that our God sees all, and that he loves his children with an everlasting love. He corrects them. It is needful. Friends, if we're living souls, we won't be able to bear being left in darkness. You know, we read a number of times in the Word of God of those that sought him, that went backward and forward and could not find him, and they were sorely distressed. And isn't that where you and I come oftentimes? I'm sure, friends, there are many of us here that have entered into that pathway, sorely distressed because we could not find him, especially those that bear office in the Church of God, deacons, his servants. When we are faced with a service and cannot find our God, there's no set pattern how or when the Lord will come. He may come well in advance of a service occasionally. But friends, sometimes he comes at the 11th hour. We're distressed. We don't know what to do. If we could, there are times when we would flee, just like Jonah. But friends, we see God's hand in this to a great extent. It is to empty us of self. If the Lord is going to use a man to choose the hymns for a service, then he's got to be made as clay in the Lord's hand. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? It's so necessary to be emptied of self, to be weak and helpless. Lord, help me. And so it is regarding the preaching of the Word of God. We've got to be emptied of self. And the Lord directs us. Sometimes he gives a word. Well, we hope he gives us a word many times, but there are some times he gives a word. It's laid upon our mind. Or, as we are reading down, it stands out a little different. And we feel, yes, that's the word we got to take. And sometimes as we look at it, we think, well, whatever can I say from that word? But friends, we have to go like that again and again. And friends, we know only too painfully that if the Lord fails us, we shall be finished. But friends, it's trying, painful to the flesh. When we find that we cannot see the way clear, the Lord has promised he will give that which to speak in that hour. Ah, friends, oh, that the Lord might come today, this morning, in this very hour. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The day of trouble. I've got no recollection of ever speaking from this word before. But I found it very hard to get a text for this morning. And for a day or two I've been seeking for one and there's been nothing. But sometime yesterday this word seemed to be just a little different to any other. And what we have to often prove is that we have are given a word that comes right where we are. Right where we are. Where I am. I'm sure his servant with us will acknowledge and witness the same. It's the things that we have tasted, handled and felt that's got to be preached. And that's why, friends, we have to preach, as it were, to self. There's many people that will condemn and say that a man is preaching a certain person, but if they come in the Spirit of God, they're not doing anything of the sort. They're preaching to self. And they condemn self. But friends, our God will apply the word where it is to go. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The day of trouble. Now how is it a day of trouble to you and I? First of all, is it not because of our sins? Is it not because of our uncleanness? Is it not because of our walk? Because we find ourselves following afar off? Is it not because we find our own wretched hearts are working? The lusts of our hearts are raging from time to time? Friends, these things are often secret. No one else sees them. But we know what they are, and so does our God. And we need our God to deliver us. But these things trouble us. We have to beg of the Lord to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Friends, if the Lord's teaching us and leading us in his paths, I believe we will know a little now and again what a right spirit is. Oh, it's God-given, I'll tell you that. It's God-given. And it is sweet, it is blessed, it is sacred. I wish I knew more of it. I have to say again and again with the Apostle Paul, who shall deliver, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Sin and death. We know painfully that we can't deliver ourselves from it. But friends, we trust we know who can. Our blessed Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is able. He's able to cleanse us from all sin. Friends, have we ever known it? Have we ever experienced it? Has Jesus ever come? Has he ever taken our sins away and cast them into the depths of the sea so that we could not find one? Oh, the sacredness, the blessedness of that experience. We don't often come there. I've only been there once. But I shall never forget it. And I trust and hope and that it will prove to be eternal. Oh, friends, the Lord loves with an everlasting love. He leads his children by the right way. He came to seek that which was seek and save that which was lost. Friends, that's the pathway that you and I have got to come to again and again, where we should be lost in ourselves. I'm afraid there are many in this sad day that claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that claim that he is theirs, that know not themselves as poor, lost, ruined sinners. They're not bankrupt. No, Solomon. The foolish virgins, friends, that found the way to heaven was shut to them. The way was barred. They didn't know themselves as poor, bankrupt sinners. They had a name to live and were dead. They had no oil in their lamps. There was no grace in their hearts. How solemn to be deceived in our religion. Friends, there's only one religion that will get you and I to heaven, and that is a Holy Ghost religion. Oh, that we might have it. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Friends, the Lord knows how many of us are in a day of trouble. Troubled because of sin and uncleanness. Because we're not what we would be. Because we cannot find our God. We cannot hear his blessed voice. We do not receive the answers to prayer that we would. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. But friends, the Lord does hear his children. He does hear when they cry unto him. He does hear when they mourn. Friends, we shall know if we know the Lord we shall know when he's with us and when he's not. We shall know when he's in the house of God and when he's not. What does one say? What is the house to me except the Master there I see? Oh, what a sacred, blessed difference that makes when we realise the Master is here. The Master is in our midst. Friends, I believe there's been a little sweet evidence that he's been in the midst here this morning. I felt it in the hymns that have already been sung. I felt there was a flowing together. What else could it be but the Spirit of God? Oh, that there might be many evidences of his sacred presence in our midst. The Lord leads his children in his paths. Even in the day of trouble, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. He does hear his children in the day of trouble. Look at that dear woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years. She had a trouble. It was a great trouble. A great distress. She had tried everything. Everything had failed. But she was brought to that place where she believed in her heart that if she could get to the Lord Jesus Christ and touch but the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. And friends, it was no easy matter for that dear woman to press through that multitude that would hemming the Lord Jesus Christ in on every hand. And she was a poor, weak woman after all the 12 years of affliction which would have left her weak. Yet she strived and she got to the Lord Jesus Christ and she was healed. And she would have hid herself. She was timid. But friends, the Lord will have his children. To put the crown on his head, he will have them. Praise his blessed holy name for all his mercy and goodness toward them. She couldn't escape. No. The Lord said, "Who touched me?" The disciples, in a way, rebuked the Lord Jesus Christ for him, saying, referring to how the people were hemmed all around him and that it was impossible that no one should touch him. But you see, Jesus knew virtue had gone out of him. There was something different about that touch of the woman. She touched him that she might be made whole. And that was very much different to being hemmed in and pressed on every hand because of the crush. Ah, friends, the dear Lord is the same today. He sees us. He sees us struggling. He sees our sorrows. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The day of trouble. Friends, we have said, we have referred to our sin and our uncleanness. Is that our trouble? Is that our burden? Are we seeking for mercy, for forgiveness? That's what we want to find. That's what we want to experience. That's what we want to experience if we're travailing under these things. We want to experience it in the house of God. Particularly, we know the Lord is a sovereign. He will come when he sees fit, and where? It might be in our homes, it might be in our closet, it might be anywhere, but we believe his house is the place where he dwells, where the Lord waits to be gracious, where he will be sought after by his dear children, those that are lost and ruined, those that are burdened by sin and uncleanness. He waits to be gracious. He will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Oh, friends, does the Lord see us travailing, praying without ceasing? Friends, how does the Lord see you and I come into the house of God? Does he see us bow down? Does he see us at the mercy seat? Ah, the Lord sees, friends. He sees. He sees us. Oh, that we might be found praying our way to Zion. We need to be delivered from formalities, even in assembling together in the house of God. When we have a case, when the Lord is working in our hearts, we shall find it so different. It will be, Lord, help me. And it won't start when we get at the chapel door or sit in the seat. It will start long before that. It'll be in the day, it'll be in the night hours. Ah, friends, I solemnly believe we're in such a low state because of our poverty, because of our lukewarmness. I speak to myself, I'm not directing the word at any one of you, but at friends, I know self, and I feel there are many in the house of God like him. I'll tell you why. Because of the conversation from time to time, even directly after a service, there are times when we have been astonished that the conversation of one or another, the worldliness, no evidence of the Spirit's work and power being in the heart or in exercise at that time. But friends, can some of us not look back to that time when the Lord was exercising our hearts and drawing us, and he blessed us in our souls, and we crept away from the house of God as fast as we could. We didn't want to speak to anybody. We wanted a little sweet communion with our God, because we felt he was in the house of God. He was there. We didn't want to be robbed of it. Oh, how quickly we can talk on various matters and lose the blessedness, the sacredness that we have felt or experienced and heard in the house of God. Friends, the Lord knows. He knows where you and I are. He knows when we are seeking the Lord, when we want to hear his voice, when he is precious to us, when he is made precious to us, friends, it won't be a hardship to go to the house of God. We won't mind going often. Oh, friends, what solemn creatures we are. It comes to me again, I've already mentioned it once, but we're hot and cold in half an hour, many times. We're so easily led astray. Even dear old Mr. George Rose, I never knew him as a man personally, never met him or heard him, but I have read his book. And I remember reading in that book how he was walking along the road one day, having a sweet communion with his God. And as he was journeying along the road, he came to a shop, and he paused and went and looked in the window at whatever it was that was in it. Then he resumed his journey, walking along the road. But he found that the Lord had gone. The Lord had gone. He had broken away. He had been lured aside by worldly, earthly things. Oh, friends, Isn't that what you and I find? Haven't we found it? Oh, it's sometimes it's so hard to gain the dear Lord's sacred presence. And then when we find him, before we know where we are, we've been lured aside for something or other, and he is gone. Oh, how these things sadden us. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Oh, friends, is there any desire in our hearts toward him? It's a sacred mercy if there is. Because, friends, we have to solemnly prove our flesh doesn't want these things. No. Our flesh doesn't want them. But, oh, friends, if the new man of grace has been planted in our hearts, there'll be those times when there'll be that sweet, blessed desire after the Lord. And that is of the Spirit, it's not of the flesh. The flesh warreth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. But the Spirit is of God. And the Lord will. He will overrule. He will overturn. He will deliver us from sin and Satan. Oh, that we might know more of these sacred things in our hearts and in our experience. Oh, friends, we have to confess it is a day of small things, few things, but oh, that we might be delivered from ourselves, our own spirits, and from the world. May the Lord bless a few things for his name's sake. Amen. experience more of thy sacred presence. Oh, that thou wouldst have mercy on us and deliver us from sin and Satan, and create in us a clean heart, O God. Oh, do forgive anything thou hast seen amiss, and oh, that thou wouldst gather us this afternoon in thy name. And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.